This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, let's listen to Ian Rappaport talk yesterday about Myles Garrett. There are a lot of people that want Myles Garrett to be an Eagle. Makes a lot of sense because he's a truly great player, but hard when you consider, you know, they have the last pick in the draft and they already have cap issues. Let's listen to Ian Rappaport. Clearly, he thinks Myles Garrett to the Eagles is not likely to happen.
If he gets traded anywhere, he is going to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, no doubt about it. In order to take on that contract, they would have to get rid of other very big contracts of their own. Even the Eagles can't just fit everybody they want. I would be very surprised if this happened. It is a great rumor. It's a great rumor, but I'd be very surprised if this happened.
John, does that bum you out? I mean, you're the guy here more than anybody that wants him here. I mean, I want him as a player, but I just don't see how it really fits. Does that bum you to hear that answer?
It's one man's opinion. I don't know that I'm bummed.
It's two man's because I think the same thing.
Well,
But Ian Rappaport probably has more insight than I do.
You think?
A little bit.
Agents call him, they don't call you?
Well, you know what? I keep that stuff private, right? I'm not ready to say that on the air. But, John,
well,
I mean,
could start your insider career where you just say something that's going to happen, right?
Yeah, and then, you know. That's a whole nother matter. Yeah. All right, so.
The Eagles will not sign Josh Sweat. Reports.
Right, yeah, exactly. And then you get credit or people don't take you serious. All right. Also, the other thing I want to throw on the table, we started the show talking about this and kind of veered off, the who leads off thing. So Rob Thompson told us he doesn't know who's going to lead off and doesn't even know who he prefers yet. All right.
He did tell us, though, that Bryce Harper would bat. I thought that was a good follow-up there. Like, Bryce Harper would bat second if Trey batted. I agree, but, like, that has not been something that we've been told for sure, and we've had the whole will Bryce move and all
sure.
that.
Sure. All right. So I would stick with Schwarber.
Would Bryce be into that, batting second?
I don't care.
It does matter for the team's purposes, you know.
We'll say. I mean, maybe we'll say. All right, my mindset, stick with Schwarber. They didn't lose because Schwarber led off. They lost because the bullpen collapsed and about four or five hitters that you count on stunk in October. That's why they lost. Schwarber wasn't one of them. He is, you know, year to year, generally the second highest on-base percentage guy for the Phillies of the regulars, which he was again last year. Typically, Bryce has the highest on-base, and Schwarber has the second highest on-base. I would stick with Schwarber one, but I know, John, there's a lot of people that want shakeup, and you're one of them.
I do think that Bryson Stott can be solid as a leadoff guy. I've thought this for a long time, and he's had some opportunity, and it hasn't gone quite as swimmingly as I would have hoped. You know, this year, I think he's set back by the fact that last season he was banged up and trying to play through it. If Trey gets the first chance to be leadoff, I don't know how long they stay with him trying the leadoff spot. I don't know if Bryson Stott is even in line to have swing at it, yeah. if you will.
I think it would be at least 3 to 4 weeks would be my guess, because the manager doesn't want to change it every day.
Well, that's yeah.
I would guess Trey would get.
Is that enough?
By the way, that's a guy's got to stink to lose it after 3 to 4 weeks. If you're like okay, then you might get a month and a half.
I for one came to like Schwarber in the leadoff, and I never thought that I would. I would still prefer to have a guy with some wheels at the leadoff, just because I love the feeling of freedom that it gives you when you got a guy who's fast on first. You can mess with the minds of the opposition. You can harangue that pitcher. It really does. It brings an added dimension to your offense that we did not capitalize upon enough at any point last season. I'd love to see it.
Trey's got to run, though. Rob Thompson
might have changed my mind a bit when he was in here.
How?
With one thing he said that was fascinating. I was already saying I would go with Schwarber, but I am okay with switching it up, and I think Turner, Harper, Bohm, Schwarber is an interesting lineup to me.
What's that again?
Harper, Bohm, Schwarber is an interesting lineup to me. What Rob just said with us that I thought was fascinating when he was talking about Turner leading off was saying that that they potentially hope that it could be something that changes his approach. That the way Turner goes up to the plate to lead off, that he's going to be more likely to take pitches, more likely to focus on getting on base. I think that was he just dropped that in there when we were talking about the leadoff thing, and I thought that was a fascinating thing to drop in there. That, look, I mean, if it's something that could change Trey Turner's approach, like, that would be worth
then
moving him to the leadoff spot. You know,
yeah.
So I do think that was a fascinating little nugget that he threw
the
in
there.
The
key to that if, though, is if it changes.
If you get a better Trey Turner.
Of course.
Yes, you might not.
What do you think, Jimmy? I mean, have you seen that before?
I mean, Trey Turner is definitely.
Besides Schwarber last year, because Schwarber did become a better leadoff hitter last season while being a leadoff hitter. His on-base skyrocketed because he was just more attentive to the approach.
Absolutely.
I love this concept.
It's interesting.
Hey, Trey Turner can become a better hitter if we lead him off, and let's give him that opportunity.
Yeah. And, of course, it might not happen, to Joe's point.
I think Bryson Stott would also become a better hitter if we let him try to lead off.
I think that's interesting, though, because our biggest issue with Trey, both in the playoffs and just in general, is the chasing of pitches.
Yeah.
And maybe just mentally going up and knowing that it is your number one thing that you have to, in the two hole, there's a lot of different things you're doing, especially if a runner's on base, whatever. Yeah. In the one hole, your job is to get on base. That's it. Like, get on base. Like, maybe he goes about his business differently. It was a fascinating thing to drop in, I thought.
Rhea, what's your instincts tell you who it should be?
Oh, who it should be, I think, is Turner. But I don't, you know, you had asked earlier about trust issues.
And you say that not in theory, but you trust him enough.
In theory,
I think everybody agrees
but
in practicality, does he make the most sense?
For this team, probably not.
So who is it then?
Schwarber. I mean, it's worked.
You've come around on that.
I've 100% come around.
I think you, me, and John are on the same. Like, I thought it was nuts a couple
years
ago.
Oh, I thought it was totally nuts.
But you know what also helped? When there's no pitcher anymore. So, and I know it's only a single, solo homer, which is true certainly anytime he leads off.
But it matters.
But
1-0 lead matters.
No, well, it does. But he does follow a position. Like, he'll probably hit behind Brandon Marsh or Rojas. Rojas might not get on that much. But my point is, at least it's not a pitcher that's hitting, 100.
And I would like to announce that, I am off the Rojas bandwagon. I tried.
I would hope
I tried.
So. I would hope
I
so.
I tried.
All right, let's get to
your question. Is there a Rojas bandwagon?
I was the only one on it.
All right, Paul in Downingtown. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Morning, Joe. So, real quick, Joe, going back to the relationship between the Earth and the Sun, my uncle was an astronomer, taught for many, many years. And one of the things he taught me about this relationship is if you hold a pin, like a sewing pin or any kind of stick pin, whatever, if you hold it so almost none of the pin is visible between your thumbs, just the smallest amount of the pinhead you could possibly imagine poking up between your fingers, the Sun is essentially the size of a basketball that is 10 feet away.
Wow.
So that is like your relationship.
So it's really
like
big.
Scale.
Yeah.
I mean, it's monumental.
1.3 million Earths can fit in it. Yeah.
For those just tuning in, this came up about a half hour ago. I was trying to figure out how can we see the Sun but not see Mars? when I think we're closer to Mars than the sun. Put another way, how big is the sun?
And,
all right.
And your other worthless space trivia is the planet we're closest to most often is actually Mercury, not Venus or Mars, the planets that are closest to us orbitally speaking. The closest in terms of miles, the planet that is closest to us most often is actually Mercury, the planet that's closest to the sun.
That's fascinating.
It has to do with the rotations and the orbits of Venus and Earth, but... Yeah, I mean, those are two kind of
useless. Where does Uranus come in?
Space thing.
He's sitting right there. Is there...
Oh, my God. That was a Chan Ho Park meatball down the middle.
I just, you know, I couldn't resist.
But I am also very excited, elated for and by the Bond signing. I understand what it's going to mean, but how can you not be happy for that guy, the way he played for us, the way he put out this year? And any time a guy that's been in the NFL that long can get his first whoop-de-doo big contract, I'm happy as hell.
Yeah, that's rare. I got to tell you, a guy who was primarily a backup, who approaching the age of 29, gets a $51 million deal and $34 million guaranteed.
Life changing.
That does not happen often, man. Really doesn't. All right, Paul.
No, it's. I would be willing to say it has not happened.
I'm trying
where
to
a guy
think of something like
was
that,
a special
yeah.
teamer. A guy was running down covering kickoffs, and on a different team.
Yeah.
And then became the off ball inside linebacker, doing completely different stuff. He was an edge rusher in New Orleans.
That's right.
Now he's an off-ball inside linebacker, completely different stuff, doing none of the special teams.
It may have never
John,
happened.
How often does that happen where you
sometimes.
Have a player?
It doesn't.
Where you have a player that another team, but is it coaching? Is the player, is it misuse? Like, in your experience, have you seen that before with
no.
what he's done?
Never.
That's so amazing.
Rich Gannon would be an example of someone who was doubted deep into his career. Now, he didn't change position. Well, actually, he did.
He did in college.
New England wanted him to be a running back.
I think. Defensive back.
They drafted him as a safety.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
Because he ran a 4.4. But that's the common thread here.
Yeah.
You got guys with speed.
But
Rich
he was
Gannon
more,
was fast.
Yeah, he was
Zach
more
Bond
of a backup.
So
than a star
fast.
Until he was a star. It was incredible. All right, Paul, need an answer from you, buddy. Give me for the Eric Clapton tickets, best nickname ever.
Yeah, and really quick, if I can, it was great to hear Rob, and I'm interested to see what happens with Trey. That was an interesting motivational piece Rob mentioned about putting him at the top of the order to see if he could change his mindset, keep him focused on driving the ball, getting on base. I thought that was interesting. But as for my nickname, this is both Notorious and Infamous. How about Jack the Ripper?
Jack the Ripper.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Pretty good answer.
Not bad.
It's a really good answer.
Yeah, not bad. I like it. A little Philadelphia Freedom action. Of course, we are not in Philly. We're in spring training. Love being here. Typically here once a year for a couple days, bringing you some coverage. In this case, for the 2025 Phil, it's going to be quite a division. I mean, what you can make the case, this is the best division in a long time that a Philadelphia team's been in a sport. I mean, my God, the Braves, the Mets, and the Phillies, if they all stay healthy. I mean, they all have the capabilities of winning 95 games. I think the Mets are the least likely, but I don't know, man. He got a big team, too. So spring training coverage here brought
and
to us.
And they spent $765 million dollars on a player this offseason.
Sure did. Spring training coverage brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. All right.
Have you seen him lately?
Talk about the belly a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of a belly.
Yeah. I mean, has that changed?
I
was
know.
Shocked.
Juan Soto's going to be
and
awesome.
It must have just been
not,
a really
yeah.
bad angle
I think
on
it was
that
a bad
one
angle.
Photo.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
but
a terrible
hoping,
ankle. He looked at like
crossed.
Third trimester.
Fat and happy. Got paid and rest on his laurels. Probably
that
not.
He's just letting himself go.
Probably
now.
Not.
No.
I wouldn't bet on it.
We can only hope, John.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
All right.
Can you imagine if $765 million, he's never the same player?
No. I can't.
So ridiculous. All right, Twitter. So it's sort of like if the Sixers gave a guy $300
million. Oh, what a thought.
Just saying. All right, Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, are you surprised Zach Bond got so much money? It's a three-year, $51 million deal with $34 million guaranteed. I was not only surprised, I was actually shocked. I really was. Happy for him. Happy for us as Eagles fans, but it is a lot of money, and I do think next week the Eagles are going to lose quite a number of good players. To the phones we go. Let's get to Todd calling us from Wilmington. Hi, Todd.
Hey, team. How you doing?
Doing great, Todd.
Todd, your turn, buddy. All right, Todd, we'll get back to him. Let's get to Chuck right now. Chuck calling from Cherry Hill. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, gang. Congratulations being down there. I'm kind of jealous. Ray, I laughed when you made the comment about your puppy and the luggage. I thought we were the only people that went through that.
No.
That's 2 foot. That's great.
I pull that luggage out, and he's like, oh, really?
Right away. Right away. Yeah, the crying starts. It's just unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, great job on the interview, Joe.
Thanks.
I hate to sound negative. I'm excited about the season, so I'm very positive. If I were to be a little bit negative, I'd say this. Given the three-year sample size in postseason, all the analytics, big analytics department, all the data, I would think, at least if that were my job, my approach would be to tell Turner he's our leader hitter right now, as well as Alvarado closer. Because
Alvarado closer. I mean,
well,
come
I'll tell
on.
You why we got. Well, can I?
Please, Honor, please explain. Please, I mean, you got a lot of explaining to do, though. Go ahead.
Well, I don't have a lot because I will never have that much time. the guy shows up in super shape. He's popping 101 or this early. He's devastating from the left side. I give it to him so he can hone, study, and develop a mentality now for that. Mitch Williams always said he believed that if you put closers and told them and put them in the spot, they do better. And there's a lot of data to support that. With
Chuck,
Turner,
let me say this. Two things. Yep. Number one, he was their fifth best reliever last year. Fifth. Number two. Well,
He just doesn't throw enough strikes
for me to trust him as the closer. I think we all know Alvarado, at his best, may be their best relief pitcher. At his best, it's freaking...
But not consistent.
I don't think maybe. I don't think there's right. maybe about it. Right. I think he is their right. best at his best.
But Reed, the consistency is... It's all over the place.
But I am with you. I want a closer. This closer by committee drives me insane.
Absolutely.
I just don't think it works.
Well, then Romano. Yep. I mean, it makes sense. He close if he's healthy, and so far he looks good in terms of velocity in spring training. I mean, the guy had three straight 30-plus save seasons with the Blue Jays. Like, there's one guy on this team who's closed a bunch of games in the last 4 years.
Chuck, here's what I think it is. This is just my gut feeling. Romano's their closer, except with this caveat. Not the way a closer was 20 to 30 years ago, where he'd get the ball 3 out of 4 days. Like, they're going to pick their spots because they're more careful with using guys back-to-back days, so you're going to have plenty of days where Kirkland's your closer.
Or Alvarado, if it's two tough lefties up in the ninth, I think they'll play those matchups.
Mm-hmm. That's what I see. And I think sometimes the closer by committee thing is a little bit over leaned on as the reason why you see different closers. I just think it's they don't want to go to the same. They never go to the same guy 3 days in a row, ever. And this team's going to win a lot of games.
Are you sold on Kirkering?
I'm sorry, say again?
Are you sold on Kirkering?
I think he's pretty freaking solid. I mean, sold? I mean, it's a little strong, but I think he's going to be...
I'm pretty sold.
I think he's going to be a damn good
fill for a while. So is the best closer Romano, and then the other guys are specific to the situation?
Well, look, you still got Strom, who... Him and Hoffman were their two best last year by far.
Yeah. I mean,
but Romano is the guy who did it and was the closer elsewhere.
He's been elsewhere. He's got the most saves of anybody on the team in his career. All right, Chuck, give me an answer for the best nickname of all time.
Sure. I'll stay true to form, Charlie Hustle.
That's a great
Charlie Hustle was an outstanding nickname. All right, let's listen to more of Big Play Slay. I want to play this audio here. Darius Slay was talking about if he is gone. And back in the studio there, Dan, it's Slay 2, as we call it. So Darius Slay talking about Reed Blankenship. This is big praise for Reed Blankenship, who Slay says if he, Slay, is gone and not back with the Eagles, and certainly he could be, but if he's not back, he says Reed Blankenship takes the mantle for leader of the secondary.
I do got a great leadership role in that secondary room, but I'm going to be surprised if Reed and them guys like Reed can, you know, advance these guys. Reed being around me and a lot of other veterans that have been here before, and I'm sure he could lead that group the right way. Because that's who I feel will be leading the group if I ain't in that building is Reed Blankenship, you know, because he's a great leader. You know what I'm saying? He is a great damn leader. If they bring another veteran in that's already been playing a lot, I can see them coming in and being a leader as well. But for sure, if I'm not in that room, Reed Blankenship, you know, will be a great, tremendous leader.
John,
you know, that's a great one.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
John, that's big praise right there, man. That's you know,
yeah, that's the type of stuff that surprises some of us outside the locker room, but everyone who's in that locker room, they're nodding in agreement. Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, he's the guy. It's of course it's Reed Blankenship.
I'm surprised over
CJ GJ too.
Oh, I'm sorry, he CJ GJ is older.
I'm surprised
CJ GJ
over with CJ
gone, going CJ? And coming back. Yeah. I think that does hurt his.
He's one of the captains. I'm just surprised.
It hurts his leadership credibility to some degree. Going and coming back.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. That's right. I was thinking about all the young corners, but you're right. CJ GJ is the most.
If he's going to name a safety, like if you had said he picks, if you had teased saying he picks a safety, I'd have been like, oh, so CJ GJ. That makes sense.
Avante's gone, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I was really happy for him to get that play in the
fourth and three. Me too, man. It made me so happy.
He was a good Eagle, man.
He was a good Eagle. You know, he just couldn't stay on the field, and also seems like a great guy. We've had him on the show a bunch of times. Like, awesome dude.
He was small.
Yeah.
He was small.
And his body just sometimes guys just don't hold up. Like their bodies aren't. It's like you, you know, where you just break. You know? Dude, I saw the opportunity. Yes. I had to take it.
I break when the wind blows. I pull a groin.
But we're talking about athletes.
That was a nice shot, John.
John was like, seriously, guys, right, don't joke around.
One more thing from Darius Slay, because there is a possibility he could be back. And talking to FS1 yesterday, he made it clear that it is his preference. Here's Darius Slay.
All things being equal, because I want to hear it. I want to hear it here first. The money's equal. Everything is equal. Where does Darius Slay want to play next year?
The money's equal and everything is equal. It's Philly, for sure. Mm. You know, it could be whatever. You know what I'm saying? As long as the money's nice. If Philly doing what I want to do, we in Philly again. This is my first time actually seeing the free agent market, if I ever get to it. If I don't get to it, but I never been a free agent before, so I don't even know how it really gonna work.
So I thought there was something in there that was very key that he said. Quote, it could be whatever as long as the money is nice. My interpretation is the Eagles don't have to match what he gets externally. They just have to come sort of close.
Yeah.
That's what I think he said,
being
right?
A Super Bowl winning team. That's the advantage that we now have, not just with Darius Slay, but with other guys around the league to some degree. They know that we are that team, the destination city, the destination team. Man, this is what we have to take advantage of. We can get Darius Slay back on a discount. We can get some of these other guys from other cities to come in on 1 year, you know, smaller deals eventually. Once we get to June, July, August, start adding experienced veterans who can really provide a lot of added benefits besides just their play.
Sometimes also with a guy like Darius Slay, who's obviously, you know, pretty darn close to the end of his career, it can be a matter of not wanting to uproot another time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God,
I remember, like, here's
your kids are older.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know where he's planning on living at the end of his career. It could be Philly. It could be Detroit. It could be where he's from. I don't even know where he's from. But those three, obviously, you'd think would be possibilities. I remember Doc, who was here for 13 years, 3 years in Denver. He settled in Denver.
Yeah.
Like Brian. Now, I don't know if Brian Dawkins has since moved, but I remember when he initially retired for a couple of years, he was living in Denver.
A lot of people who love it out there.
So that's something the Eagles could have as an advantage that maybe can buy them giving him $3 million less and keep him.
I know there was a coach that Kellen Moore wanted to take, and I can't remember which one, but from the Eagles, but declined because he's got a kid in high school. And it was like, I just can't do it to him.
Yeah.
I mean, those things.
That matters.
You know, when your kids are real little, you could just say, move them, you know, wherever. But you got high school kids and, you know, that'll be devastating. Yeah.
Well, and to the point you always make, Joe, it's a difference for like a guy like Zach Bond, who's made $3 million, $1 million, $500,000, and a guy like Darius Slay, who's made, you know, tons of millions of dollars.
Probably 50.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Exactly. Over the course of his career, where we're talking a million or two,
right,
for lifestyle happiness, he has
just
gotten to the point.
Just don't disrespect him is the feeling I get.
Yeah. Slay.
That's the feeling I get from him and from his comments.
Yeah.
No, again, the line was, it could be whatever as long as the money's nice, which he didn't say as long as the money's equal.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. I mean, maybe they do keep him. Todd in Wilmington. Todd, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great, Todd. We're going to be keeping a lot more people than Joe thought.
Just wait till next week,
Todd. Let's hope so. I was kind of on the fence about Garrett until I saw what Crosby got yesterday. Garrett's going to get so much more money even than that. And if he didn't have to give up the picks on top of it, I could make a case for it, but unless they're willing to take our pick and Bryce Huff.
Debo Samuel just got traded for a fifth round pick. It might not be as much as what you think.
I know. Sign him.
Well, I mean, I'd be willing to give up a first rounder, but anything more than like a fourth or fifth round on top of it, I think it's too much.
Well, it's certainly going to be more than that. Lately. You're not going to get him for a fourth round pick.
He's the best defensive player in the NFL. It's going to cost you picks. It's going to cost you a lot of money. But I think in the grand scheme of things, we saw what happened when you add the best offensive player in the NFL, the best running back, I should say, in the NFL to our offense. It put us over the top. We're already over the top. We need to figure out a way to stay ahead. And I do think that swings like this, big swings, help in that department.
Well, so do a lot of singles that actually turn into doubles and triples because they play better. I mean, that's what Zach Bond was. That's what Mekhi Becton was.
Zach Bond's now a big swing.
You know, but I'm saying that stuff, when you get it right, adds up. Hey, Todd, give me a great answer, buddy, for a great nickname.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, Tiger.
Tiger Woods.
Because his name is like 25 letters long.
It took me a second. So it's what, Eldrick?
It's Eldrick,
And he's got a middle
really
name, too,
answer.
Right? That's like super long or
I
something.
Don't know. Yeah, that took me. He's Tiger Woods. I was like, wait, where's the nickname? You're so used to it. Yeah, Tiger's a great answer. All right, speaking of answers, let's listen to Bryce Harper. He gave a very comprehensive answer yesterday to a question from Spike about, you know, his mindset. I think to a large extent he's probably also talking about the team's mindset. This was some interesting stuff. Also looking back to last October, and I felt like in the Rob Thompson interview, I mean, how do we go forward talking about, you know, April, May, and June right away at the start of the interview without addressing October? I mean, October, it's still massively on people's minds because it was so bad. All right, here's Bryce Harper yesterday with Spike, Ike, and Jack. Great interview on the afternoon show. Here's that exchange.
So last year when we talked to you, it was pretty clear that you, and when we talked to Trey, and everybody was very intent on starting off strong, winning the division, you know, obviously win a World Series, but that was in the you know, in your sights. And you did that, you know, you won the division, you started off strong, that season didn't end the way you wanted. Coming into this year, how do you approach having done that now and looking at figuring out the right way to approach this season based on sort of how last year worked out?
I just want to win the last game of the year. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the biggest thing. Obviously, get into the postseason and win the last game of the year. I mean, there's no other thing that, like, our mind should be on besides that. I mean, I think as a team and organization, as we come into spring training every year, you're wanting to win and you're wanting to succeed. But I want to win that last game. I mean, I think everybody's mindset should be that. We have a really good opportunity. Our pitching staff's incredible. I mean, Sanchi was throwing 98 yesterday, the other day. Lizardo's throwing 98 the other day with plus off-speed stuff. Ranger's doing his thing. Alvarado looks great. Jordan Romano, huge upside guy. He threw well the other day. I mean, we got a really good sense of what type of team we are. Obviously, as an offense, we can always be better. Cutting down our strikeouts, playing the game a little bit better in big situation, big moments, big spots, getting guys over, things like that, not relying so heavily on the homer. Obviously, that's the thing that we're going to do. We're going to bang. But knowing that we need to kind of, you know, round off the edges a little bit and get a little bit better in the batter's box as a team and as an organization, I think that's huge. So, I mean, just winning that last game. I mean, I think that's the goal. I think that's the ultimate thing that we need to do as a team and as an organization. And just got to get to work.
Look, I think it's a good mindset.
And I thought it was a perfect answer.
Right? Perfect.
Like, I don't know what else he could have said. He said, I want to win the World Series. Our pitching staff's great. We need to have better bats. Like, he said everything I wanted to hear from him.
I think it's totally reasonable. Right, John?
Yeah, I like the straightforward nature. Hey, simple, straightforward, win the last game.
Competitive.
It does feel like, yeah, that's manageable when you consolidate it like that. He's always got a nice way of, I don't know, viewing and compartmentalizing. I think great athletes can do that, and so let's hope that everyone in that clubhouse is doing the same.
I think one of my frustrations with last October, I know there's no such thing as a timeout in baseball. So you have a timeout in basketball, you get, what, 5 or 6 a game. You get one timeout in hockey. In football, you get 3.5. I kind of wish either Rob Thompson or Bryce Harper had taken a timeout last year. I don't know. Game 3 of the Mets series. Just walked out to the frickin' plate and time! And just looked at all the players and said, can you guys all get your head out of your ass?
Could do that they're in the dugout, right?
I know. You get to play. I'm making up.
You wanted to be more dramatic.
Like, guys, we have a chance to win the World Series. We have a team that can win the World Series. Can we please stop swinging at pitches that are unhittable?
And I mean, I know, like, nobody wants to criticize Bryce Harper, but and he was great in the playoffs, but I can't get that at bat.
It was a bad
out
at bat.
Of my
it
head.
It was a all-time bad
epic.
At bat.
It was a horrible
and in the
bad.
Worst possible time.
I think it was the 6th inning of game 3.
It
correct?
Was correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now otherwise
in
a
1-1 game,
October,
yeah.
but that at bat was really bad. Yeah. That is true. Let's go to Tom in Dover right now. Good morning, Tom.
Yo, what's going on, Joe? Can you hear me, Joe?
Huh?
Listen, Joe can't.
That, that shouldn't work every time, but it does.
I got you, Tom. Go ahead, pal.
I answered the phone, sir. I seemed like I was far away, but you know I'm on a construction site.
Well, you are far away. You're in Pennsylvania. We're in Dover, Delaware, and we're in Florida.
Exactly. But I'm actually in Dewey Beach, Delaware.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, Dewey Beach or Clearwater Beach? You make the call.
Hey, listen. Bye. First of all, that Jalen Hurts day yesterday was terrible. For real, it was terrible. You know, the callers didn't come up. They didn't get on you like they should. I'm not even going to do it today. I'll save it for another day.
Tell
I'll
them,
have
Tom.
My Jalen Hurts day whenever I feel like it. And my second thing is, Rob, the manager Thompson, man, he can say what he want to say, but you best believe, man, the door is closing on him fast. They got to win, man, for real. You
well, I think a first-round exit, he'd probably be gone.
Exactly, man, because they going backwards, Joe. I heard you on Monday, you know, you were trying to get everybody built up, but this is Philadelphia, man, and, you know, it's championships. Don't come easy for us.
Yeah.
So when it looks like.
But Tom, I will say, here's the irony to their going backwards. In the postseason, they are. In the regular season, they're not. I mean, they won 95 games last year.
You don't win the championship.
No, I know, Tom, but just know this. One of my arguments against the expansion of the playoffs a couple years ago, and I'm generally down now with the six teams, I've enjoyed it. Obviously, the Phillies benefited in 2022. But one of the main arguments I had was that it devalues the regular season, and it gives teams a chance to win 80-something games to hang with teams that win 95 games. I mean, it's a very, you know, a best of three in the first round, then a best of five. I mean, these are short series that a team that wins 95 games, I mean, I'm just saying, man, I think the Phillies are better than people perceive because of how they lost in the postseason, but how they played in the regular season.
Right.
I really believe that, man.
All right, now, and my next thing, Joe, was...
What?
Answer this question for me, Joe. It was something happened on the radio. We're not even going to get into it. I might text you, and you text me back in 2 months from now if you feel like it. But it was a statement that was made on the radio that Zach Vaughn shouldn't have got the money. I'm not talking about the contract that was signed, but they were saying, oh, Zach Braun is not going to get the money because he's not Ray Lewis, right?
Well, but he's Ray not Lewis, Ray Lewis. That is true.
Exactly. But let me just – but let me ask you this.
What?
Was Ray Lewis Lawrence Taylor?
No. Okay, but Ray Lewis is probably a top five linebacker of all time. So even if you're not number one, I mean, there are tiers to this thing. I mean, as much as we love Zach Braun, let's not give him Lawrence Taylor and Ray Lewis territory.
Right, so what I was saying, but my thing was, everybody gets their due. I've been watching the Eagles games because we don't have a basketball team right
Tom,
now.
Tom, any Eagles fan that's not happy for Zach Bond has their head up their hiney.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, the guy's a good guy. He played a great year. He helped him win a Super Bowl. He was the Defensive Player of the Year. It's a great story. I mean, it's awesome.
Exactly.
All right, Tom, give me an answer, bud. You can win the Eric Clapton tickets. Best nickname ever.
Well, I thought I asked the guy to answer the phone. Did anybody say the greatest Muhammad Ali?
Hasn't been said.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a great one, too. The greatest. Why didn't I think of that first?
Because you're not the greatest?
You also weren't you weren't alive when it came up.
Yeah,
so.
But, you know.
So it would have been hard to think
of
it first.
It would have been great. Why didn't my mom and dad just name me that?
Greatest
John,
to camera.
You'd have to call me that. All right, it's the greatest and John Ritchie here on 94WIJ.
The greatest DeCamera. It would probably set you up for failure with the siblings.
Yeah,
if you were named the greatest DeCamera, they'd come down hard. Even in like quiet times,
that
you'd
would be
like getting punched behind the corner.
Yeah, that would not.
Lead to resentment,
yeah,
as
absolutely.
They say. Yes.
Hey, Joe, come over here in this corner for a second.
Come here, greatest.
Bang, bang, bang.
Oh,
shut the door.
Oh, you think you're the greatest? You're greatest at fighting? I don't think so. Bang, you know. That kind of
my
stuff.
My siblings were very nice to me.
Because you
well,
weren't
not
named
if you
greatest.
Were called the
yeah.
greatest.
Well, that's true. I was also so much younger, they kind of couldn't beat on me. They were way too old for that. It would have been murder.
Oh, yeah. My sister was only 2 years older than me. Used to beat the crap out of me.
Wow.
I mean, literally threw me down the steps one time.
Wow.
Whoa.
My mom, I got caught on the retaliation. 20 years later, to Mother's Day dinner, she finally admitted to my mom it was her fault.
Wow.
20 years later.
Wow. All right, let's go to Joe. He's calling from Telford. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, good morning. Zach Vaughn, baby. How about that? How about these birds, baby?
It's awesome.
Unbelievable. Two-time Super Bowl champs. I'll tell you what about these Phillies. I was not confident about them at all, And then listening to Rob Thompson this morning, I am much less confident.
Wow.
Okay, oh, no, so he went the other way.
I said,
much
tell me what did you not like that he said?
This guy, it's not about only what he said. It's about the tone of his voice. Like, he is just so monotone. I can't imagine what he sounds like trying to get these guys pumped up in the locker room, going over whatever, not watching at-bats from last season forcibly. Like, I can't believe that these guys are not reviewing all their at-bats from last season 2 weeks after losing. I mean, that is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that either.
Kevin Long needs to go. That dude has got to go. These guys need to be watching footage. They made absolutely no changes at all. I'm flying down there in 2 days, and I'm going to go yell at Rob Thompson.
Oh, don't do that.
From the stands. I'm not excited at all about this because I just
that's a little aggressive.
I don't think they could win in the playoffs. I don't.
Well, look, I mean, Joe, there's no doubt they have blown some opportunities. I mean, there's no mistaking that. And I do think he had some whopper of bad decisions in 22 and 23 that were right in the crucible of how things fell apart, namely removing Wheeler and then in the next year inserting Kimbrel. Last year was a whole different issue. Look, it was amazing that so many hitters hit so bad at the same time.
I also don't know if the monotone thing is fair. I mean, like, Joe Torre was monotone with the media, with us. Like, Andy Reid, like, is monotone. That's my point.
He's Canadian.
Yeah, I don't think that is a fair criticism. You don't know what he's like behind
the
closed doors.
And you got to know this.
We don't know.
And, Joe, I'll add this. Like, when we talked to Sirianni, so we talked to him every week during the season, he literally started, like, it was Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. Every time he says,
Hey guys. Like this. Just like this.
So here's and Joe, here's the reason I say that. These coaches and managers, man, they're kind of on guard when they talk to us, as they should be. They don't know what's about to be asked, and they have to be careful with how they answer certain things.
They
so,
could make national news with the things that they say in an interview.
Now, listen, Joe, your point may hold that maybe he's not tough enough on the guys. I'm not saying that's not possible. I'm just saying I don't think how he answers questions in an interview is the right...
is a representation of that.
Yeah, I don't know that one leads to the other.
I don't like his answers either. It just doesn't... The fact that they weren't watching footage of at-bats,
I didn't like that either. No,
I didn't either. Joe, give me a great answer for the best nickname of all time.
I'm going to say the juice. Okay.
No, that's not bad.
Bold. Man. A bold answer.
That's... listen.
I guess we have two murderers. They got Jack the Ripper, too, so...
Well, that's if OJ did it.
But yeah, good point. Yeah, okay, you're right.
All right, Ray, let me ask you a question.
Stop.
Here we go.
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes, he did it. Was that the question? No, sorry.
The question is this.
Yes.
Do you believe in heaven, Ray?
Sure.
You really went
for the sake
for
of this
there,
conversation.
Huh?
Do you believe in heaven?
I believe there are certain people in this life who go to a much better place than...
All right. I'm not asking the heaven or hell.
Yeah, no, I think there's a place for special
people. John,
people.
I know you believe in heaven. I know you believe in heaven.
I belong?
All right. No, you do. You're a good person, John. I saw the way you were interacting with James' daughter yesterday. You got a kind
you
heart.
You were, yeah, Zoe loves you.
Wow. You got a very kind heart, John.
She was upset when we had to leave you for
you're
the night.
You're much better with kids than me.
Oh, she's awesome.
She really was.
She was like, wait, we're not going with John now? Yeah. I was like, no, sorry.
All right, John, here's the question. If there's a heaven, which I know you believe there is, does OJ at the pearly gates have to address? Does it get addressed? Does it get addressed?
No, he's on the express train down.
Here's my question, John. Does he have to admit on the way to trying to get in if he did it or not? That's the question.
Don't you think they know?
Yeah, I'm assuming that.
No,
if
but do they make him admit it? I'm asking the
he's
question.
He's not getting in either way.
There's the forgiveness thing.
I think there's understood. No, he doesn't have to admit. Maybe that is part of the punishment, though. Like, in purgatory, limbo, or hell, whatever it is.
I would say it! Say it!
Maybe he has to come clean for the next million years. I don't know.
You know what he would say if you said say it? He'd be like, I wrote a book saying if I did it, I said it, all right? I told everyone what I did, all right?
It was like the nuns in school. Just admit what you did and the punishment won't be as bad. And I believed they were lying.
You know, these are the sick and twisted things my brain contemplates. Let's talk to Albert right now in Westchester. Hi, Al.
Albert. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Albert, it's interesting you never dropped the Bert. I mean, most people drop.
Well, what if he wanted to go by Bert? Yeah, what if he was a Bert, not an Al?
Yeah, but Bert's a bad name.
No, it's not a bad name.
Wow, I mean,
Bert
Albert,
is a strong name.
Albert, you stuck with Albert.
Yeah, I stuck with Albert.
It's his name, but Joe.
I'm the fourth. My grandfather, great-grandfather, and father all went by Al.
All right, so you're a trendsetter now. I got you. You're a leader, not a follower.
You're a trendsetter.
I respect that. You just happen to be about two centuries off, but that's okay.
Well, not quite two centuries.
But I'm joking. All right, what do you got for us on one of these squats?
Well, so the Phillies lineup, I think the biggest problem come playoff time has been Bryce Harper being pitched around, not seeing any pitches.
Well, it was in 2023. 2023, that was a major problem because Bohm struggled near the end of that, and that was a major problem in the Diamondback series.
And 22, the Astros figured it out. They stopped throwing him strikes in the World Series.
Well, I still want him to take those walks because I think it's the right way to go in baseball, but you do need that guy behind you to pick you up, and that's where the absence of Rhys Hoskins has been a factor.
The point is, I think...
Because remember, they didn't have him in 23 because of the injury, and they didn't have him in 24 because he was gone.
Well, I think Schwarber, you need a bona fide home run hitter at most one or two spots behind Harper in the lineup. I think that is what I would want to try.
Yeah, they'll be two batters away from each other. There's no question.
Yeah,
either in front or behind. Schwarber and Harper will bat. It's either going to be 1-3 or it's going to be 2-4. They will bat two spots away from each other.
I'd even be okay with 3-4, do the Utley Howard thing.
Look, I know Utley and Howard did it, man, but they have so many right-handed hitters. You don't have to.
Baseball's changed, too, from when Utley and Howard played. Like, they're a lot more special. Like, lefties throw 100 miles an hour and have sink and sliders and all. Like, the game has changed. Pitching has changed.
And there's more pitching changes. You have more options in the bullpen.
You have an extra bullpen guy most teams than they used to, all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not down with that, Albert. And, again, you got to remember, part of this is they have so many other right-handed hitters. I mean, Castellanos, Bohm, Turner, Realmuto. I mean, many of their best hitters then are righties, and you don't want to clump them together. That would be not good.
That's true. They're just happy.
But I will say, Albert, it is striking that the two times the Phillies have won the World Series, the 3-4 hole hitters back to back have been from the same side. Obviously, in '80 was Schmidt and the Bull, and in '08 it was, you know, as righties.
The lefties thing is more striking.
No, I know.
The righties thing less so, but I agree with you.
Yeah. All right, Albert, give me an answer, bud, for the Clapton tickets, best nickname ever.
Well, speaking of what I was just talking about, Chase Utley, you are the man.
So the man?
Yeah, it's not a nickname.
I don't think that's really a nickname. It's just like a sentence.
Bad answer.
Yeah.
All right, so let me we were just talking about that they'd be two away from each other. That harkens me back to my days I think it was 10th grade at the prep. This is one of those
early peaker days?
This is not an athletic story.
Oh.
So here is a – John, tell me how annoyed you'd be with your kids if your kids were
– You?
Yeah.
Very.
Here we go. Here's the two away concept. Not Harper and Schwarber. You got to bat them two batters away. I had a class – that I was so outrageously misbehaved that the teacher had a rule that nobody was allowed to sit next to me.
Wow.
And that included diagonal. Nobody, wherever I sat.
You were like on an island by
yourself? Yes, I was quarantined. Wherever I sat had to be at least,
I've never heard
at least two away from me.
That's like a humiliation.
No, I saw it as a badge of honor.
No, it's a humiliation tactic. That you, anywhere that you really felt proud?
Because this is why I was trying to be.
Well, therein lies a real problem. You thought that was cool.
I've never heard of that before. I've seen some bad acting kids in school before. I've never heard of a teacher being like, no one can sit next to
you. And you know what the beauty of it was? Wherever I sat, everyone else had to adhere to.
Oh, that's a good point.
I could sit anywhere.
You owned the room in that way.
I went to the back and I'd eat a pretzel back there, but that wasn't.
It would have been funny if you like sat in the front row right up front. That would have been
John,
good.
How much would you be annoyed if that was one of your kids?
Yeah, did you sit in the front just to try to?
Not that class, at least.
Well, that Joe, I don't know what I would do if you were one of my kids.
Wow.
I don't know that it would get that far. I don't know that we would have to have a talk very early, you and me.
Lay down the law.
Shout out to Mr. Kenya. I gave a lot of trouble to a lot of good people, and I've had
That's
to apologize to a couple of them as adults.
I had one teacher who put me front and center. She said, "I've heard about you." And she put me front and center.
Oh,
her mistake was I loved her class, so I loved it. I didn't cause any, you know, I was an idiot freshman, but by the time I got to sophomore year, I was fine. But it was like, I've heard about you, front and center. But I didn't get isolated from other people because I was going,
no one does. I've never heard of this.
It was quarantined before the pandemic.
Wow.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.